From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. While the December jobs numbers out today failed to meet economists' expectations, President Obama is calling the sharp drop in the unemployment rate positive news. Still's NPR Scott Horsley reports the government also clearly would like to see more hiring.
The Labor Department says unemployment fell nearly half a percentage point in December to 9.4% as the economy grew by 103,000 jobs. That's slower job growth than many forecasters had expected. But President Obama says the pace of job growth is picking up.
And we know these numbers can bounce around from month to month. But the trend is clear. We saw 12 straight months of private sector job growth. That's the first time that's been true since 2006.
Mr. Obama says his mission is to accelerate hiring. To help in that effort, he named Gene Sperling as the new leader of his National Economic Council. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke told Senate lawmakers on Capitol Hill today it could take 4 to 5 years for the labor market to return to normal. Bernanke's remarks coming just a short time after the government released the December unemployment numbers. Fed Chairman also defended a $600 billion bond buying program he says is needed to boost the economy. The Republican-controlled House is moving full steam ahead to vote on repealing President Obama's health reform law. NPR's Julie Rovner reports four Democrats join the entire new GOP majority in approving rules for debate.
The House will debate the bill, formally called the Repealing the Job-Killing Health Care Law Act, next Wednesday. It's likely to pass the House easily, but Democrats who control the Senate have said they won't consider it there. House Republicans, however, including Rules Committee Chairman David Dreyer, said by proceeding with the vote, they are simply keeping their word.
Republicans promised the American people we would act swiftly and decisively, and that's exactly what we're doing.
It's unlikely to be necessary, but the White House has issued a formal veto threat against the measure. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
One day after an incident in which suspicious packages ignited at two state buildings in Maryland, police in Washington, D.C. are investigating reports of another incident today. According to an FBI spokesperson, initial information is a parcel ignited at a post office in northeast Washington. The Washington facility was evacuated with no reports of any injuries. Meanwhile, Maryland state police are continuing to investigate yesterday's incidents. They say a note in one of the packages apparently ridiculed the state's efforts to get people to report suspicious activity. Packages were sent to the governor of Maryland and the head of the state transportation agency. Workers who opened the packages burned their fingers but suffered no serious injuries. The lackluster jobs report dragged stocks lower at week's end. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 22 points to close at 11,674. The NASDAQ fell 6 points. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points today. This is NPR. At least four Israeli soldiers are reported to have been wounded. That follows a clash with Palestinian militants near the Gaza border. Israeli news reports say the incident took place after a number of gunmen approached the border. Gaza residents reported hearing shooting and the sound of missiles being launched into Israel. There are no immediate reports of any Palestinian casualties. The International Medical Relief Agency, MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, says it is extremely worried about women in volatile eastern Congo who were raped on New Year's Day. NPR's Fabio Costarkin reports MSF says the violence was part of a coordinated attack by men wearing military uniforms.
Doctors Without Borders says it has treated 33 women from the town of Fizi in eastern Congo's South Kivu province who were raped on the night of January 1st. Fearing further attacks, residents have fled the town. The women told MSF they were restrained with ropes or beaten unconscious with the butts of guns before being attacked. Some were raped in front of their children. Two other people were transferred to another hospital, one with gunshot wounds in his chest and the other with serious head injuries after being beaten with a rock. MSF says in 2009 it treated more than 5,500 rape survivors in eastern Congo, which has been dubbed the rape capital of the world. Ofer Biakwistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
With the annual North American Auto Show set to open to the public in a little more than a week from now, it appears one of the things many automakers will be focusing on is smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicles. Among the offerings expected to be unveiled at this year's show in Detroit, a new Prius hybrid wagon, a small Ford minivan, and a Volkswagen sedan. There will also be the usual smattering of exotic new concept vehicles. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
For NPR Worldwide.